Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing. This month's topic, Dragonflies, was written by George and Becky Lohmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Who hasn't marveled at the aerial abilities of dragonflies as they glide effortlessly over sparkling streams and pristine ponds and lakes, plucking insects from the air with deadly precision? Dragonflies, and their smaller cousins, the damselflies, belong to an ancient order of insects known as Odonata. Fossil records show that they were around for 100 million years before the dinosaurs. These prehistoric predators had wingspans of over 3 feet and are the largest insects known. Surprisingly, these brilliant colored masters of the air are classified as aquatic insects because they spend most of their life as larvae underwater, among plants, or in silt. They may spend 5 years or more in the larval stage, molting several times before emerging as adults, and then living only a few weeks to a few months. With keen eyesight and expert airmanship, odonates easily outmaneuver and catch insect prey. Their 4 gossamer wings move independently of one another, giving them the ability to fly forward, backward, and sideways, or to just hover in place. Bead-like eyes provide 360-degree stereo vision, allowing them the ability to spot insects in any direction without turning or moving their heads. In fact, dragonflies have the biggest eyes in the insect world. The dragonflies and damsels' fondness for mosquitoes puts them in the category of beneficial insects, but even more important is their role as barometers of wetland health. In order to survive, odonate larvae need clean, well-oxygenated water. Drainage of wetlands, pollution from farming and industry, and the development of new roads and houses have increasingly reduced odonate habitat. Conservation of existing wetlands is key to odonate survival, as is providing new habitats for them to colonize. Constructing a pond or other backyard water feature will attract a surprising number of odonates. Size is not crucial, but dig the basin deep enough so the water won't freeze solid in winter. Plant a few native plants at its edge for wind protection. By providing needed habitat, you can help save dragonflies as well as damsels in distress.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.